I'll do it as Junior. Huh?
Okay, Red, let's hear your message.
Okay. Work is never a chore when you buy Tide at the store. Clothes are fluffy and white. This is sparkly and bright. Who could ask for anything more?
T-I-D-E, Tide.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose, and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer gave their clown the afternoon off, and Procter & Gamble told him to relax while they looked for a loophole in his contract. So, here's what happened when I dropped by his house to go to the racetrack with Red Skelton.
Hey, Fred. Mr. Fred.
I'm in here polishing the silverware, Mr. Skelton.
Oh?
Yeah, my, this sure is a beautiful pattern.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, I'll bet it's expensive with that S engraved on it.
It ought to be. I got it from the Shamrock Hotel in Houston.
You mean you stole it?
No, I just took 8 place settings as a souvenir was all.
Oh, goodness me. And how about those guest towels with the monogrammed S on them? Shamrock Hotel, too?
No, Standard Oil Station. These jokes sound like they were written by someone who was just robbed.
Say, about that robbery, I understand Edna was light and airy about the whole thing.
Yeah, when she turned on the light, she went right up in the air.
And she had a watchdog, too.
Yeah, I called Edna this morning, and the dog answered the phone. He said, if you need anything, come on over. She's out.
Someone's at the door.
Yeah, I'll go see who it is.
Okay.
Hiya, Scott.
Hi, Ron.
How come you answered the door? Isn't Fred, old Mr. Worrywart, here anymore?
No, he's not here. You mean Sugar? No, he's not here. Before he came along, I had to wait on myself, but now it's different. I have to wait on him, too.
Say, how's that picture you're making with Fred Astaire and Dick Thorpe coming along?
3 little words?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like to brag, but Dory Sherry saw the first rushes, and he came up to me, and he says, well, Skelton, you've done it again. This time we sue. No, the MGM says this picture will make a big star out of me.
Who for, Republic?
I hope you'll remember to write to me after you're gone.
We're going to miss you around here, boy.
Well, you know, Red, you've been working too hard lately. How about going out the racetrack?
I told you I didn't want to go out to the track. That track's nothing but a Truman Tax program with Paramutual.
Oh, come on, Red. You know, you need a change.
Yeah, that's just it. What change I've got, I'm not going to give to the track. I can't afford to lose money. You know, I'm not like Bob Hope. Yeah, he can stick a hole in the ground, you know, like that, and up comes oil. Yeah. Me, I drill a hole in the ground, and a gopher comes up and sticks his tongue out at me. Hey, no kidding. I was digging in my yard the other day, and a gopher came up, and he says, please, please, you're tickling my wife.
Oh, come on. Let's go to the races. Say, I've got some good tips today we can't miss.
Yeah, that's what you said the last time we went to the races with you. He gave me a radio horse. Just as the race started, the horse turned to the grandstand and says, so long, folks. See you next week. Same time, same place. Oh, I got more, huh?
Yes.
Boy, those horses... Oh, boy, it's pretty hard stuff to do, you know, pretty hard. The white stuff I can handle. It's black and white stuff throws me. Those horses that you bet on are so slow, if they can get out of the starting gate, they gave them a saliva test. Oh, sorry, I mentioned it. Now. You go to the races without me. Go ahead. I'm going to stay home and rinse out a few things. I send some of my stuff to the laundry, but I like to do my silks myself.
But, Red, I've got 2 passes to the clubhouse, and... You know, Santa Anita's beautiful this time
of
year.
Yeah, that's one thing nice about Santa Anita, boy. When you lose your shirt, you can always take a sun bath and get a tan. They're turning out some of the healthiest bums in the world.
Well, come on out, Red. You know, you might get some ideas for our program.
Okay, I'll go with you, but I'm only going to take $2 with me. Hey, Fred, would you like to come along with us, go to the racetrack?
Oh, no, Mr. Skelton. I never leave the house. No, sir.
I want you to get this, now.
I never leave the house. You see, if you go out of the house, you meet people, and they have germs, and then you catch the germs, and you get sick, and then you have to stay in the house, and that's awful.
Now I wish they'd have stolen Edna. Say, Rod, let's call Dave Rose and see if he'd like to go with us. Do you know his number?
Oh, yes. This week they're playing the 12th Street Rag.
Oh.
Making wash day miracles is Tide's business. And here's the latest, greatest Tide miracle of all. Now, Procter & Gamble's Tide promises you a dazzling clean wash without rinsing. Think of it, clean clothes without rinsing. Here's how Tide works this new miracle. Tide not only gets the dirt out of clothes, but keeps that dirt suspended in the sudsy wash water. When you've wrung out the water, you've wrung out the dirt, too. Clothes go straight from the wringer or spin dryer to the wash line. Fresh, clean, and white. They dry soft and fluffy. They iron easily. They smell sweet and clean. And I mean clean. You're all familiar with how clean Tide gets clothes with rinsing. Actually cleaner than any other washing product known, bar none. Now try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. Why, your clothes will be unbelievably bright and white and fresh. And you'll save time and work. And remember, the Tide you pick up from your dealer's shelf today in the same familiar package gives you a dazzling clean wash without rinsing.
Tide in, dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
The lady that sneezed during the commercial? O'Connor, I don't know why I let you talk me into coming out here to these races. We've been here for three races. If we were smart, we'd end the show right here, you know? We've been here for three races and I haven't won a dime.
What page are you on?
Page 12. My name's Skelton, by the way.
Well, the reason we haven't been winning, we've just been picking the wrong horses.
I don't think they were horses. The one in the last race had to stop in the middle of the track to be milked.
Oh, now, come on, stop worrying, you know. We'll get even yet, Red.
Yeah?
Oh, say, look who's coming this way.
Oh, yeah, old forgetful Freddy. Hi, Freddy.
Oh, good day, gentlemen. I say, would you like a good horse in the next race?
Well, what are you, a trout? Trout?
I say, how should I know?
You say you got a good tip for us in the next race, huh?
Oh, yes, yes,
indeed. What is it? What is it?
This horse can't possibly lose.
Oh, really?
His name is,
hurry up. Those horses don't live forever, you know. Yeah, give me his name. Just his name.
The name?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. The name of the horse is,
I never heard of him.
I say, isn't it silly? I have the name right on the very tip of my tongue.
Well, stick it out. I'll try to read it for you. Did you have a racing program? Maybe you'll see his name. Here, you look at my program. Maybe
I see.
There.
Thank you. There. Most interesting. Now, which horse did you say was going to win?
Well, the one... You were going to tell me.
I say, how sneaky can you get? I was minding my own business, and you slither up behind me and say you've got a hot tip for me, and now you're trying to get out of it.
Now, look, brain trust. You're all mixed up. You started this.
I think it's about time something was done about you racetrack touts, and I'm going to turn you over to the authorities.
Huh?
Oh, police officer! Police officer! Please come! I've got one of Mickey's boys for you.
Oh, let's get out of here. Get out of here before that jerk gets us into trouble.
Hey, Red, we're trapped.
What's the matter?
Polly the Panhandler just spotted
us. Oh, yeah, old Miss La Brea Tar Pit of 1950. I see she's still wearing that mangy old fur coat.
Is that real fur?
I don't think it was real when the animal was wearing it. It's got a nice lining to it, though. Of course, you need something to paste that hair on. Hi, Polly.
Polly, gents. Say, do you youngsters remember me?
Yes, we remember you, Polly.
Well, then I guess I'll have to try a new approach. Say, buddy, you wouldn't happen to have $20,000 in jewels on you, would you?
No, I'm just a guy with a lot of brass myself.
I'm disappointed. Yeah. You wouldn't happen to have a hairbrush on you. This fur coat has dandruff, something awful.
Now, look, you're not going to start begging again, are you?
Well, how else is a gal going to make an honest living? Years ago, when I was queen of the silent pictures, I could have anything I wanted. But now all I get is $30 on 30 days. Why, I remember the time Mussolini wanted to take me to Stromboli. Yeah, but I was married to a tree surgeon at the time. I couldn't go.
I sure got a great part in this one, ain't I?
Say, youngster, you wouldn't happen to have an old lower plate you're not using, would you? I'm terribly nervous, and it's no fun gumming my fingernails.
Well, how do you feel today?
Oh, I'm on an awful strict diet. My doctor gave me a warning yesterday.
That you've got to lose weight?
No, that I better give him back his wallet.
Oh, now, you wouldn't lift anybody's wallet, would you, Polly?
No. Say, this is an awful cute picture of your wife and kids.
Well, give me my wallet, will you?
Don't get excited, youngster. I was only admiring the pictures.
Yeah.
Say, could I keep one?
Well, what do you want with a picture of my kids?
Oh, I was referring to this picture of Hamilton on a $10 bill. It's such a good likeness.
Well, I'm sorry. I've already promised it to Harry Truman.
Say, listen, you wouldn't happen to have an old wind ticket on the next race, would you?
No.
Oh, you wouldn't happen to have a pair of glasses on you, would you? I'd like to check my racing form.
Oh, don't you have any glasses?
Sure, I got a couple of dozen pairs here in my bag, but those people in the streetcar just didn't happen to be wearing the kind I need. Well, I gotta be ambling along, youngster. That racetrack copper spotted me again.
Goodbye, Polly. Hey, the horses are coming out on the track.
Yeah, I'm going to get a bet down.
Yeah, well, I'll meet you at the usual spot down to the rail there.
Well, look who's at the cashier's window. Willie Lump Lump.
All right, come on, boy, come on. Give me my dog. Give me my money.
Look, I'm trying to explain to you this ain't a race ticket. This is a bus transfer.
Okay, then, give me my bus.
Please, let's not start a scene.
Why, can't you act? I'm not starting a scene. Just hand me over my money or I'm going to get up on my knees and poke you one.
I can't give you any money until you hand over your ticket for the last race.
Well, that's impossible. I got so excited that I ate it.
Oh, that's awful.
I thought it tasted pretty good, myself. Now, about my dough now. Come on, I need it. I got a wife to think of, and that's a pretty frightening thought, if you ask me.
Well, Willie, maybe I can help you out.
Now, let's not get nosy, fat boy. This guy behind these bars is a crook. That's why they got him behind bars. Yeah. Anybody behind bars is no friend of mine. No friend of mine. Usually a relative. You know.
Now, calm down and tell me, are you sure you ate your race ticket?
I'm sure. I was standing out there by the rail with a ticket in one hand and a hot dog in the other, see? Mm-hmm. And then my horse won, and I stuffed the ticket in my mouth and tore up my hot dog. Look at my mustard-covered hand. I look like I'm wearing yellow gloves, dog.
Well, what horse did you bet on?
I bet on that big white one with the brown dots over there.
Well, that isn't a race horse. That's one of the horses that pulls the starting gate around.
If I want to protect my bet, that's my business. Well, I think you're trying to talk me out of my money, Fatso. Somehow you just don't look right to me. Oh, sir, you just don't look right to me.
I'm really
a pretty good judge of character around racetrack, but you just don't look right to me. Unquote.
Look, Willie. For 2 cents, I'd bust you one right in the kisser.
Yeah, you're mercenary, ain't you?
You know, you ought to lay off that stuff. It's getting the best of you.
Don't tell me. I know when I've had enough. When I'm at the bar, I take 2 little quarts and I put them in my ear, see? Mm-hmm. And I drink until they pop out. Mm-hmm. And I put them back in and start all over again. I only do it to forget, you know.
Well, what are you trying to forget?
I can't remember. Huh? Oh, yeah, I know what it was. You just don't look right to me.
Oh, I'll see you later.
Yeah, from now on, I'll print my own tickets. It's cheaper.
Well, look who's entertaining in the cocktail lounge between races, the four knights. I'll give a listen.
M. I say M-O. M-O-P. M-O-P-P. Mop. R-A-G-G-M-O-P-P. Rag mop. Doo-doo-da-da-da. 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 R-A-G-G-M-O-P-P. A. I say A B A B C A B C D A B C D E A B C D E F G H M. I say M O M O P M O P P Mop. R-A-G-G-M-O-P-P, rag mop.
Tide, the product that gave you the world's cleanest wash day, now gives you the world's easiest wash day. Yes, with Procter & Gamble's Tide, you can now get a dazzling clean wash without rinsing. You see, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and then keeps it suspended in the sudsy water. Wring out the water and the dirt goes, too. Clothes can go straight from the wringer to the wash line, fresh, white, and clean. Yes, clean. You know how clean Tide gets clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product known. Now, try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. The results will amaze you. Remember, Every package of Tide now on your dealer's shelf will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. That's right. The Tide on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. So try Tide today.
Wonder where Skelton is. Oh, I beg your pardon, lady. Well, Lorene.
Well, hello, Rod.
Say, how's Junior? Is he being good these days?
Oh, he's acting like a little angel. He's right up. Junior! Let go of that man's garter.
I wasn't doing anything, Mommy. I was going to let go of the garter just as soon as he got far enough away, see?
Yes, and then it would have snapped back and stung his leg.
Oh, you've tried this too, huh? Well, where did you find this big pile of lard here?
Junior, why do you call him the way you see him?
I caught... Now, get for that, fat boy. I'm going to tell on you. I'm going to tell about the time you went to the hospital and 14 doctors kept looking at you. They didn't know whether to operate or blast.
Now, that's enough, Junior.
No, no. Goodness, can't we go anywhere without bumping into this Porky here? Why don't you ever stay home, blubber boy?
Well, I do stay at home. I spend a lot of time with my family. Oh, I have a little boy just like you.
Oh, you dreamer. You must suffer. You must
now,
suffer.
Now, Rod, little boy Ricky is a perfect little gentleman. He always obeys his mother, and he never does anything wrong.
One of them boring
kids. Lorene, the next race is about to start. Should we go out and watch it?
Yes, I have a hunch on a long shot in this race. I just know it's going to win.
Mama, can I hold a ticket just for lucky? I've always wanted to be lucky for you, you know.
Yeah, since when?
Yeah.
All right, you can hold the ticket, Junior, but don't you dare lose it now.
No, I won't. Hey, can I have a drink of water? I'll guard it with my life.
The fountain is right over there now.
Okay,
go get it.
I'm going to get a drink of water. I'm going to get a drink of water. Oh, that's cool, that's cool. Now I'm going back to... Uh-oh, where's the ticket? I thought I had it in his pocket. It's gone. What did I do to the ticket? Oh, I'm practically a hair boy case now, boy.
They're at the post.
Oh, goodness, them hay burners are out on the track already. And this race is going to start, and I'll bet Mummy's horse would be just mean enough to win. Oh, there's a ticket over there on the floor. Looks just like the one Mummy gave me, only hers was yellow and this one's green. Well, maybe she won't know the difference. Maybe she won't know. I'll just give her this one. Hey, Mummy, I'm back.
Please, dear, I'm trying to enjoy myself.
Well, here's your ticket. Don't look at it, though. It might be bad luck. For me, I mean.
Well, you hold on to it, dear, and just hope that my horse, Maple Syrup, wins.
I can't think of anything worse, believe me.
There they go. Wally is leading the pack. Chewing Gum is on the rails. Biggie's being forced out. It's Underwear creeping up on the inside, and Maple Syrup is pouring it on.
Did you hear that? Maple Syrup is pouring it on.
Boy, if he finishes in the front, I'm going to get it in the rear. I know that.
Now they're coming into the stretch. It's Muscles. Tide is creeping up on Dirt. Dirt is fading. Rumboli's catching on. And Maple Syrup and Sausage are getting hot.
Come on, Maple Syrup.
Slow down,
come
horse. Slow down, horse.
Come on, Maple Syrup.
Mommy, stop waving me in the air. I'm not your program.
Lorene, when you're through with him, let me have him. Oh, look, I chewed my tie up.
Coming across the finish line, it's Wheat Cake, Sausage, and Maple Syrup. That's the way it stacks up.
Lost.
Yeah, I thought I was there for a while, too.
What horse did you have, Rod?
Oh, I had none in this race. I was just waiting for my horse in the first race to come in. I don't think I'll wait up for him anymore.
Junior, you can tear up that ticket now that we've lost.
I don't have to tear it up, kiddo. I lost it before the race started.
What?
Please, now, your eyeballs are popping out again now. I lost your ticket when I found this one in its place.
Oh, Junior, how could you be so... Junior! This is the ticket on number 3.
What's that?
That's Wheat Cake's number. We win! We win!
Well, please, let's not get sickening about it.
Oh, darling, you're the most wonderful little boy in the world.
Oh, it's nothing at all.
Oh, I can't go for any more of this kid routine. I'll see you later. I've got to find Skelp.
Get on, blabber boy.
Here, I'll cash that ticket. Oh, there's Cauliflower McPug boxing with himself in front of that mirror. I better go stop him before he hurts himself. Hey, Cauliflower.
Now, keep on it, referee. Keep on it now. Get butt got this bum licked here now. Good, the bell saved him. The bell saved him.
Cauliflower.
Huh?
Don't you know you're boxing a mirror?
I thought that guy had a glass yawn there.
Well, Where did you get the black eye? In a fight?
Yeah, I was in a bout last night down at Bismol Beach. I fought Scurvy Irvy, you know. Boy, what a push over he won. What a push over he was.
Well, did you win?
I don't know. They forgot to tell me when I came to. I should have won, though. It was a bum decision, you know. They gave him the fight just because I was unconscious. Unconscious. How about that? I wasn't unconscious. I just acted normal, you know.
Well, are you a pugilist?
What?
A pugilist, P-U.
Not me, boy.
Well, say, don't you think it's about time you hung up your gloves?
Well, I should hang them up. I never get a chance to use them, you know. I don't worry about me, though. I'm not like those other guys, you know. You get too many of them punches, you start hearing bells and birds, you know.
Yeah.
I'll never get that condition, boy. I'll stop before that. Wait, I think somebody wants me on the phone here.
Well, say, tell me something. You ever knocked anybody out?
Only once. I swung like a windmill, and I landed one right on the chin, right on the chin.
Was your opponent surprised?
Wouldn't you be surprised to see a guy knock himself out? I wonder where them Swiss bells came from, huh? Look, them flamingos out in the track singing there. Isn't that funny, huh? Isn't that funny?
Say, by the way, how's your wife? How's your wife?
I was knocked out once yet. I had a big fight. A guy had said to him, hit me, I said. I said, go on, hit me, at me if you hit me.
Did he hit you?
I don't remember. You ask about who?
Your wife. How's your wife?
Oh, she's slowing down a little. She's slowing down. I'm thinking a few more fights, I'll be able to take her, you know? Well, she keeps in shape by sparring with her mother all the time.
You know, fighters must run in your family.
No, they getting later. Say, remove your hat. Somebody's dead. I hear a toll bell ring.
Well, listen, I...
Oh, isn't that lovely? Listen to them doves flying over to the church.
I've got news for you.
Oh, yeah, then the race has started. The starting bell yet went off.
No, there aren't any bells ringing.
There ain't, huh? You want a bet?
Sure.
Okay, the good humor man's coming. We'll let him hold the money. Huh?
You know, you're punchy.
You think I'm punchy? You ought to see them guys down at the gymnasium. Every time they see a girl standing on a corner, they run out and they help her on your butt. Mm-hmm. They pay her a fare and then they grab a seat just so they can offer it to her when she gets on.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Ain't no buses going by that gymnasium.
Oh, brother.
Oh, the first Robin I've heard this season.
I said, oh, brother.
Well, I thought we were related. How's more?
Well, I've got to find Skelton.
Hey, before you go, what looked good in the next race, huh?
The last race is over.
Well, we all got to go sooner or later, you know. I got to go, too. I hear my trolley coming. Hello, bud.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Voice Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide. Now for beautiful natural softness, exciting natural sheen. Don't just wash your hair, condition it with new dream.
It's here, a shampoo that conditions your hair. Conditions your hair to natural softness, natural sheen. It's New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. No other shampoo has this new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in gentle New Dream.
Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. Try it.
Millions more school children, fewer teachers, inadequate schools. This distressing situation must be improved. Do your share now. Join and work with your local civic group or school board to help provide better education. Remember, better schools make better communities. Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.